Have you ever wondered why some people process information very quickly and it takes other people longer? And also why some people are totally fine being by themselves, doing things by themselves. They don't feel like they need anybody else. And other people are very fixated on having other people in their lives. Your human design definition can help answer a lot of these questions. Welcome to the Lifestyle, Relationship, and Career Human Design Podcast, where we use human design to help you be on purpose and fulfill your potential in all areas of life. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, and I am so excited to share this amazing information with you. So, in today's episode, this is part one of two, where we're going to be talking about how your human design definition affects your processing speed, your relationships, as well as how you tend to take in the most conditioning and how this is actually beneficial for you and your relationships. This is going to be one of those episodes where you definitely want your human design chart with you. If you don't have one available, you can go get one for free at vanessanaja.com/free chart. It's also going to be helpful to know the definition of your loved one. So go ahead and run charts for whoever you want to know about. And when you look at your human design chart, there's going to be a section that says definition. And next to definition, it's going to either say single, split, triple split, quadruple split, or if you're a reflector, it will say none or something along those lines. Today's going to be the first part of the episode. Next week, we will go into the relationships aspects. Today, we're going to talk specifically about what definition is, what the five different definition type means, how you process information based on your definition, as well as where you're most likely to be conditioned. And remember, conditioning is when you take in something from outside of yourself that is not part of who you truly are, and that takes you away from expressing your authentic self in the world and living the life that you were born to live. Now, what exactly is definition? What exactly does this mean? What is the definition of definition? Most people, unless you are a reflector, when you look at your human design body graph, you are going to see that you have at least two centers defined. So two or more centers defined. They're the shapes colored in on your chart. And whenever you have centers defined, they're going to be connected by a channel. And a channel, this is actually one of your strengths. We call it a strength in BG5, the business application of human design. A channel connects the energy of those two centers, and the information from those two centers flows freely in between them. So it is how they are connected and how the energy flows. There are five different ways that this can take place in your body graph. So we start with single definition. Single definition means all of your centers in your chart are connected and the energy flows freely. The information between those centers flows freely between them. Then we have split definition. Split definition requires at least four or more defined centers, and they're going to be split off in two separate groups that are not connected to each other. So it's like you have two islands of centers defined in your chart, and those two separate areas are not talking to each other. We have triple split. Triple split is going to require at least six defined centers, and they're going to be broken up, and it could be more, but not less. They're going to be broken up into three different islands, three parts of you that are not connected to each other. We have quadruple split. This is by far the least common. Very defined chart, at least eight centers defined. You could also have nine defined, and there's four different islands of centers. You're always going to have two centers connected to each other. However, they're not connected to the other centers. It's four separate parts of the chart, like there are four parts of you, and they are not in relationship or talking to each other all the time. And then the last one that we have is the reflector, which has no definition because there are no defined centers. Now, when you're learning about definition, remember, there is no better or worse. They are just different, and all of them have their strengths as well as their challenges. And however you were designed is exactly, absolutely correct. And you get to use your unique definition to really come and make the impact that you were born to make, to be on purpose and fulfill your potential according to your design. So we're going to start with single definition. Now, this is the second most common definition. I believe it's around 41% of the population. And this means all of your centers that are defined are connected to each other. The information flows continuously. There is no break in between them. And when you have single definition, you're going to assimilate information pretty quickly. The information, the energy that you take into your body from around you, from outside of you, you're going to just, everything's connected. You assimilate it quickly. You might learn very quickly. And when somebody has single definition, they're fairly self-contained. They're able to work well on their own. They may actually not like working with other people, because if they're working with somebody who has one of the other definitions, it might actually feel like it is slowing them down. So single definition, processing quickly, and can work very well on their own. Now, remember that this is just one isolated aspect of your design and that you are a holistic being. So really your design is a synthesis of all of it. And even though it's helpful to learn about isolated aspects of your design, how it all ties together is going to be completely unique to you. And the best way to really understand that is through having a human design reading. So we're going to move on to split definition. This is actually the most common type of definition. This is what I have. It's about 46% of the population have split definition. And it means there are two separate islands of centers in your chart. So centers that are connected to each other, but not to the other islands. So in my personal example, my emotional solar plexus and my ego or willpower center are connected to each other, but they're split off from the rest of my chart. I have a fairly defined chart. And when it comes to things that don't necessarily require emotional processing, I'm pretty quick. My mind is connected to my thought. Everything else is connected. I process that type of stuff quickly. But the second an emotional element comes in, it actually takes me a lot longer than, say, somebody that has an emotional center defined and connected to other parts of their chart. Makes it interesting, since I have emotional authority. This is how I make my decisions. And it takes me a while. People that have split definition, when you're going to have this missing link that is connecting those two islands of your chart, and you're going to be very motivated to try to find that missing link. This is also where most of your conditioning comes in. It comes in through the bridging areas of your chart. So the bridging areas are the gates or the centers that are undefined that would actually bring your chart together. You're naturally going to be looking for that missing link all of the time. And this is a big area of conditioning, because when people have splits in their chart, especially with a single split, they're going to feel like there's this part of them missing and they need to find it somehow. In my personal case, I always really overcompensated in the areas that I was missing, and learning about this in my human design, things made so much sense. And remember, you are designed exactly the way you are meant to be. You are not missing anything. And when you have a split, you will naturally, when you're following your strategy and authority, you will naturally attract other people who carry that energy into your life to help bridge that split for you when necessary. People with split definition do take a little bit longer to process information, because you have to process the information through these separate parts of you. However, when they do process the information, they actually tend to process it on a deeper level than somebody with, say, single definition. Now, for those of you that have single definition, remember, this is just one aspect of your chart. There are other aspects of your chart that can dictate how deep you like to go on certain things. So this is just one aspect. You could have somebody that has single definition, but has other aspects in their chart, like a first line or a gate that really needs to go deep on stuff, that even though they process information quickly, they still like to go deep. So taking it all together as a whole is really important. Now, coming back to split definition, again, this is the most common type at 46%. So almost half the population have this. And there are three different kinds of splits. You have a small split, which means you only need one gate to connect the two islands of your chart together. Now, this is what I have. People that have a small split are going to tend to blame themselves for the missing piece. They might say, oh, if only I had more this, if only I was more passionate, if only I was more organized or had more details. They're going to blame themselves for that missing link. Now, if you have what's called a wide split requires two traits or a channel to bridge your split. These people are going to they're going to be more likely to blame other people for the missing piece. They're not going to blame themselves for what's missing. They're going to blame somebody else. If only that person had more charisma, if only that person was more organized or more, you know, connected to the tribe. In the high expression, they're actually able to really help bridge those things and mediate these problems between other people. Then you've got the very wide split, which requires three or more traits in order to bridge the split. And these people will have a tendency to blame also other people, but the world at large for whatever their problems are. So again, when you have these splits, it's really important to be objective and to not play the blame game or become a victim to outside circumstances. When you have a split, you are going to work very well in collaboration with other people. You want to be careful of not putting any blame on yourself for not assimilating information as quickly as somebody that might have single definition. You take your time. It takes you a little bit longer. You have to run it through two parts of your chart, and that is totally okay. Moving on to triple split. So triple split is around 11% of the population. You're going to need at least 6 defined centers to have a triple split. And you have 3 separate parts of you that you need to assimilate information through before it really lands. In BG5, we actually call this synthesizing assimilation. You need to get the information from different sources. You need to move through different spaces before things really land for you in a deep way. People that have triple splits can be very, they can tend to be like very ambitious and fast moving. They might be a little bit stubborn, and they can often be impatient and not take the time that's required to really assimilate all the information that they need. When somebody has a triple split, they do work well in groups of people. However, it's not ideal to always be in the same group of people. So it's best to like move around through different groups. Your bridges are split through other people that carry that energy. However, if it's always like one person or one group of people that are bridging that split for you, it's going to feel confining. You're not necessarily going to like it. So moving through spaces, neutral auras, you know, sitting in the park where people are walking by you, working in a cafe, or if you're, you know, working for a corporation, being able to move through different teams can be really beneficial. Then we move to the quadruple split. This is by far the most rare. It is 0.64% of the population. And people with a quadruple split have at least 8 centers defined, and they may have all 9 defined. Remember that when a center is defined or anything is defined in your chart, there's a very consistent and fixed way of experiencing that energy and of putting that energy out in the world. So people that have a quadruple split are going to be very fixed in the sense that they are highly defined. They're meant to impact other people in a very specific way. They also need to take their time to allow information to assimilate through these 4 different parts of themselves. Taking time is really important, and also being around people every day that bridge your splits. And again, it's not meant to be one person or just one specific group of people. It's going to feel confining to always have that energy brought to you by somebody else in just one way. You're meant to experience it in a lot of different ways. So again, people with a quadruple split, spending time in public this doesn't need to be, you know, like big parties or whatever. Like this can very much be just walking through the mall or going to the supermarket or the bank, just being around different auras that bridge your split, that then allow that information to flow through so that you can assimilate it, is very important. Now, the last kind of definition is reflector, which they don't have any defined centers. It's around a little bit less than 1.5% of the population. They are said to have no definition. And as a reflector, you are basically absorbing and taking in the definition of the people that are around you. You're unique, you're different, you're processing through your unique lunar cycle. So again, this takes quite a bit of time. And that is absolutely what is correct for you. Now, with the different types of definition, this tells you a lot about how you take on conditioning. And because splits are so unique, everybody's going to have different splits, different areas of the chart that bridge their splits. I highly recommend getting a reading to understand how this energy works for you, or getting a relationship reading to understand how it works in your partnerships. So you can really get down into like, where am I taking in this conditioning? How am I processing the information? And also, how am I connecting with the other people in my life? So if that interests you, I invite you to book a reading with me if that feels aligned. There is a link in the show notes on how to do that, and I would be so honored to read for you. Now, getting back to how you actually take in conditioning, it is different depending on your definition. If you are single definition or triple split, the area where you are taking in the most conditioning is in your undefined centers. So you'll want to take a look at your chart, see which are those undefined centers, and go back to the episodes about the centers where you learn about what the shadows are in the undefined centers, and just start noticing when that comes up for you. If you are split definition like I am, or a quadruple split, you're actually going to take in most of your conditioning in your bridging gates. So these are the gates that are undefined in your chart that connect the chart. When I learned this about myself, I was like, wow, okay, this makes so much sense. Because when I look, I have three bridging traits. And when I look at what those are, and I look back on my life and how I have overcompensated in these areas and felt like there was something missing, and like I really needed to make up for these missing aspects of myself, like it was really clear. I could really see that. And my personal bridging gates are all around my solar plexus, my emotional center, and relate to intimacy and connection. So you can only imagine how this has showed up in my relationships over the years. It's really fascinating to understand this about yourself. So again, split definition and quadruple split, most of your conditioning is going to come first through those bridging gates and then through your undefined centers. And then, of course, if you are reflector with no definition, it's going to come more through your undefined centers. And reflectors have a protective aspect in their aura that even though you have 9 undefined centers, they're not going to be as heavily conditioned as somebody else that is not a reflector with open centers. So that is it for the first part about your definition, your assimilation style. We're going to talk about relationships more in depth next week and what this means for your relationships. I would love to hear your experience with this. Please connect with me on Instagram at @HDVanessaNaja. You can take a screenshot of this episode and tag me. Let me know your experience with your definition or what ahas you had about this. As well as you can post, I'm going to post about this episode. You can also comment on posts, or you can direct message me if there is something you want to share that is not something you want to post publicly. I am also running a special giveaway on Instagram for the month of April. And I am giving away a reading. So go to my Instagram, check for the pinned post about the human design giveaway, and you'll learn about how to enter. And if you win, I will be super excited to read for you. So that's it for today. And I will see you next week in the episode about how your definition affects your relationships.